Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 19 of the Merry-Go-Round podcast. My name is Mary Brasha, and I'm your host. This podcast is powered by Selkirk Sport. We are pickleball. Before we hop into this episode, I want to talk to you guys about Selkirk's amazing line of pickleball nets. Whether you're just starting out or you're a seasoned pro, Selkirk has the perfect net for you. When you choose a Selkirk net, you're not just choosing any net. You're opting for the official net of the PPA Tour, where excellence meets professional play. With Selkirk's line of nets, you can play pickleball anywhere. Selkirk's range of nets cater to every player's needs, offering budget-friendly choices for casual enthusiasts and premium options for those with a competitive edge, ensuring quality play for all levels. So if you love pickleball as much as I do, check out Selkirk's pickleball nets. Get the freedom to play anywhere and elevate your game with the net trusted by the pros. Selkirk's got you covered. If you're interested in getting a net of your own, go to selkirk.com/collections/nets. You can also find this link in the description of the show. We have a very exciting guest coming on the show today. We go way back. I met him at the end of 2020 when I was first beginning my pickleball journey, and we were all playing at a 5-0 tournament in Newport Beach, and then he kind of became my OG mixed partner in the pro division, and there's just so many good memories with this guy on the court and off the court, so many fun times at the pickleball tournament. So welcome to the show, AJ Kohler. Hello, AJ, and welcome to the Merry-Go-Round podcast.
This is a dream come true. Thanks for having me.
I am so honored you have finally made it on an episode of my show. I know we go way back, and so I can't wait to talk more about some of our good times on the pickleball court. But AJ, where are you calling from today?
So I'm in Denver. I was lucky enough to get a few days of skiing in Aspen last week. So hanging out in Denver for a few more days, and then I'm going to a wedding in St. Louis on Thursday. So
you're the world traveler. You're going all over.
There's always something going on. I don't know. Yeah, I think it's the same for a lot of people. When there's not pickle, there's always something else.
There's always something. And you have a big sports background. Why don't you tell the viewers a little bit about what other sports you grew up playing?
I'm afraid to do that. I think the hockey thing's been mentioned like 1,000 times. So I'm going to try and gloss over that and just say I played just about every sport that existed. There's not a lot to do in suburban Missouri. So organized sports was a pretty much a year-round thing for us.
Oh, really? Okay, but come on, hockey, that's a cool and unique sport. I mean, I even just saw a video of you playing pickleball on ice. Like, that's pretty intense. Did you fall a lot, or?
No, I didn't fall. I mean, so it was something I wanted to do for a while. I think, honestly, I probably thought of it, like, several years ago, and then there was a contingent up in Toronto that kind of took over that space, and so something I wanted to do. Had a free weekend. It was the second time first time I skated in 2 years.
Wow.
Second time in probably 6 years. It was super fun. They have a fun crew. I'd say the biggest takeaways are skating is infinitely more fun than running, and the Vulcan ball actually bounces better on ice than it does on land. So. That's cool.
Oh, okay. That's a hot take. We have learned this. Good to know for those of us that want to go try playing pickleball on ice. I love ice skating, but, you know, I live in a pretty sunny place, so I don't really get to do it that often.
Yeah, but I wouldn't think so. It's kind of tough, though. The ball skids. It's a little goofy. And actually, we did a second one with some NHL guys, so some of that footage is going to come out soon, I think. They had a good time with it, and I don't know. It should be pretty funny, hopefully.
Okay, wow. We are going to be waiting to see more of this ice pickleball content on social media. But, AJ, you're all over the country doing all sorts of different things. But what is a typical day in the life of AJ Kohler?
Man. I don't know. I'm pretty boring, honestly. Like, I'll do the same stuff as you guys. I mean, practice pickle. sometimes I watch some tape. I don't know. I follow pro sports, and I've been trying to go to the gym, actually, believe it or not. It's like for the first time in my life, I've yeah, that was my big thing. I never worked out when I was younger. That was probably the biggest thing that held me up. I never approached, sports like I wanted to play at the next level, and so not working out was I didn't really fill out until I was like 19, 20, and so being kind of a scrawny, tall kid didn't pay dividends. But now I'm kind of working out. I mean, I'm in my 30s. I'm almost 35, and seeing
Okay.
my body deteriorate over the years, it's kind of cool now to get in the gym and try to maintain an ounce of athleticism. So that's kind of been a fun new venture of mine.
Well, I mean, your signature move on the court is the crab walk,
Right.
So what kind of workouts in the gym do you do to help perfect that?
Yeah, I don't know. I'll just do whatever I don't know. I found some trainer from St. Louis. He's an ex pro hockey guy, and so trains a lot of lower body stuff. I think it's probably some of the same stuff that most guys do. A lot of lateral, perma squat movements. Just staying in a squatted position for hours on end is the best way to get a good crab walk.
There you go. You heard it here first. Okay, AJ. Nice. Wanted to ask a little bit more about how you got into pickleball.
Yeah, family thing. I feel like I've been on enough of these. That's been covered. I really want to grill you on how you got into pickleball
Me?
and what, yeah, we got to turn this around.
Okay.
How did you get into pickleball and why? I'm curious what your goals were when you got into this.
Okay. Well, AJ, wow. The tables have turned. You are now the interviewer on the
This is my
merry-go-round.
plan the whole time, honestly, because people
All
know enough
right.
about me already, and we don't know enough about you, which I think the world is missing out on.
Okay, that's very nice of you, but we're gonna come back to you in a second, but I will answer your question.
Okay, good.
I was introduced to pickleball by my parents. They had already been playing a little bit in 2019. And then so when COVID hit, I wanted to go outside. I wanted to be athletic. And so pickleball was kind of the only thing I could do. And so once I got into it, I just became addicted. And then I came to your home territory in Vegas in
Right.
October of 2020 to play 5-0 in the
Right.
PGA tournament. And while I was there, I was seeing the pros play, and I was like, oh, this is something I might be able to pursue. And so there you go. I just ever since was like, I'm going to give this thing a go. So I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, kind of. But what was your goal coming into it? Like, what were you just trying to have a good time, or what was the goal?
No, I think the original goal, okay, let's go back. The original goal was to meet new people and like find a new community, find a new activity to kind of supplement the tennis I was already doing in college.
Yeah.
So I think I found that. I mean, it has definitely changed my life. How about you? I mean,
Yeah.
hasn't pickleball changed your life?
No, I still have, that doesn't matter. So
Well,
we had
AJ.
a so no, hold on. We had a conversation so a year ago. So I'm curious because there's a lot that people don't know about you. You're very unassuming sometimes, but like I'm curious, like where I think your goal was, your goal always to be like a top player, or was it to be your profession, or was it just to have fun with sis and kind of, see what happened?
I
You're
mean,
definitely a see what happened person, but
I think my goal is to be a top player, but I just am, working hard with Maggie and we're just kind of enjoying the journey and seeing where it's going,
Well,
So
I
the
think you are a
fact that,
top person. So
well,
the point
thank
I'm trying to get at is, we
you.
had a conversation. You remember Minnesota last year?
Okay.
So we had a con you remember this conversation you had? We were
I'm
up by
trying.
the We were on like the stairs, kind of overlooking the side courts, and you said, I don't know what I'm doing. I feel like I'm just coming to these tournaments over and over, and I feel like I'm just losing and going home. You remember
Oh,
that?
maybe I said that. I mean, you remember better than me.
Well, yeah, because that was right after that. I felt like you really, something changed in you.
Oh.
Something took off. You had a renewed focus. You realized what you wanted, that you wanted to win. You don't want to come there and just lose, which I think some people are okay with. So
Yeah.
the point I'm getting at is, where does that come from in Mary Brosh? Like, where is that you clearly have some type of inner drive, and all of a sudden, you're taking Anna Lee to 3 games and getting championship Sundays, and now you're
Oh.
a national runner up, stuff like that. So I think that's a big moment.
Anyway.
A lot, hold on. I just think that's a big moment in a lot of people's careers, and you're a great example of someone that kind of felt like they hit a road bump, speed bump, and overcame that. And I think you should
Yeah.
share what that mentality shift was.
Well, thank you for bringing this up. You kind of caught me off guard here because
This
I'm
was my
like,
plan the entire time.
do I remember this conversation? But you've always been kind of like an older brother to me on tour. I mean, I don't know if people know that you were kind of like my OG mix partner in pro events and really
Yeah.
helped me dive into the scene. And yeah, I think when you're on this journey, there's gonna be ups and downs. And I do remember I had kind of a tougher start to the beginning of the year in 2023. And then, yeah, after that, like, really started working hard. I have a lot of self-motivation. I just feel like I haven't reached my full potential in my pickleball game yet. Same with my sister. We feel like we're growing together, and it's really special that we get to like break through together. You know, we've always played together, and so it's just so special. And so I really appreciate you saying these things.
Well, no, it's something that interests me because, like I said, a lot of people have that hit that bump, and I actually had a talk with someone that same weekend that
Oh,
kind of
really?
overcame that, and so I've always just been curious because, again, like, you're so unassuming, but then, like, you're out there, you're a killer. Like, I've just seen it so many times. Like, you worked Hayden at MLP in singles, and then you're arguably, a top three, four. Where would you put yourself? Singles player in the game? Like,
I
it's
think
just
I
out of
hit
nowhere.
number three ranking a couple weeks ago, so I feel so
Yeah,
happy
that's
and
insane.
grateful. I'm excited. I'm just excited to keep playing. You know, there's always another tournament, and it's just exciting to have that
Yeah.
opportunity to like go for the gold, you know?
Was your dad hard on you guys when you were growing up? Like, did they,
No.
where is that inner motivation? Like, I know Vinny's, he wouldn't be hard on you because he's a man,
No,
but like,
AJ.
did he motivate, is it self-motivation, or does he motivate you kind of in a way? I don't know, I'm just, again,
Oh,
trying to tap into
thank
what that's
you.
all
Yes.
about.
Thank you, AJ. Yes. I mean, my parents are both just very encouraging, but they do not put pressure like on results and stuff. They're just very encouraging and supportive. And so I kind of grew up as like just your normal kid going to school, playing lots of different sports like you did, and doing lots of different activities. But, you know, when I found pickleball, it was just like, wow, this sport is meant for me and I actually can do something with it professionally. I never expected to be a professional athlete in my life. Like, this all changed in 2020. It's just crazy how life works, you know? But no, we're
Okay, I'm
done
done grilling you.
talking
Okay, I'm
about
sorry.
me. We're done. Because this episode is about you, AJ, because people want to know more about you and your background. But I guess we can go down memory lane a little bit and just let's take a minute for the fact that we were on pretty much every single MLP team together. How did that happen?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's just happenstance.
It
I
just
think,
does.
yeah, I mean, we were outside of that first year, but then we spent all of 2022 together. Is that right?
We did.
Jackrabbits, Mad Drops, and then
Yeah,
Hard
Hard
Eights.
Eights.
Yeah.
Some good times on the court. And
Yeah, no.
did you have a favorite team you were on, or did you like all of them?
No, everyone had fun parts about it. I mean, obviously the Hard
Yeah.
Eights, like, hanging out with Rick and Tim, like, they were
Yeah.
great. They were so involved. So we loved being with them. the Mad Drops. We kind of had that little special little run at the
We
Columbus.
did.
It was cut short a little bit because I was terrible at singles, yeah, again, I think we've always kind of balanced each other out because you're so positive and like, totally cheery and I'm kind of intense, I guess, on the court, and I hope it doesn't come off like in the wrong way sometimes. I think it
No.
does, but hopefully you can attest that like even I've had. Have you ever felt like I was, I don't know, mean or like pissed at
No,
you or
AJ.
something? Okay.
You're
Thank you,
so
because I think,
chill. You're
yeah,
so
so
chill.
I try to be. Racket sports, I'll be out, racket sports are a tough thing for me. I think that's kind of my next step in this whole thing is figuring out how to compete, the mental side of racket sports, right? Like
Yes.
the sports I grew up playing with, it's they're a little more intense. Sometimes you have to just gear yourself up to like run through a wall, and
Yeah.
that's the way you kind of I don't know, level up in the middle of the match.
Yeah.
And so racket sports is like the opposite. Like there's no physical stimuli. You're just like in your head, and like you have to kind of take things almost slower. I think the times sometimes I'll try and hit my way out of a deficit, and it
Yeah.
doesn't work. So it's like that's something I'm starting to think about more and more is kind of that how to the mental side of racket sports. It's weird. I need
Yeah.
more physical. I need to bump shoulders with somebody or like just something to
Right.
like keep
No,
me
but
engaged.
the mental side of pickleball, coming from a tennis background, I feel like in tennis you can have a few loose points maybe in a game, right? But like in a pickleball match, every point just feels more valuable to me. I feel like you have to focus on every single point at this level, and that's a big lesson that I've been learning this year. So maybe you feel the same.
No, it's hard to do. I think the guys at the top of the game are the best at doing that. Like Ben is such
Yeah.
a, he's like a mystic, he's
Yeah.
totally mindless and he's in this and he doesn't take a point off. Staying in the moment, I guess. There's all those little tricks to bring yourself back to whatever, to bring yourself to center or to the moment, notice little sounds or little details
Yeah.
about the moment that kind of bring you back. So, that's definitely something I'm trying to work on rather than just getting intense and trying to speed something up through my opponent's chest. I don't know.
Nice, nice. AJ,
Yeah.
if you weren't playing pickleball, what would you be doing with your life?
That's a good question.
Like, do you have another dream job?
No, yeah, I've tried a lot of jobs in my life.
Oh.
Oh, this is kind of a joke I make, but it's kind of serious. I always wanted to be like a judge. This is so stupid. I always wanted to be a
Oh.
judge on like X Factor or like America's Got Talent. You ever seen
I thought
those
you were just
shows?
gonna stop at judge, but oh, you mean for a singing competition? Okay.
Yeah, it just sounds cool. It sounds cool to just sit back and just, people just literally walk out and entertain you, and you get to say, "Oh, that sucks," or "That's great," and then like people just have to believe you. And I don't
Right.
know. That's
I would love to see this. Maybe there will be some sort of reality competition in pickleball, and then you can be like the head judge of everything.
That's kind of a that's a half joke, but I do love like scout. I love like I love pro sports. I love scouting.
Okay.
Like I love yeah, kind of finding new talent. It's something that I don't know that gets me excited.
Yeah.
So that's maybe something like that would happen later down the road.
You know, when I was in film school, AJ, that I kind of had more of an emphasis on casting, like
Oh,
casting
casting.
people for stuff. So maybe
Yeah.
that could be an avenue for you as well. You never know.
Casting. For
Yes.
movies, yeah, for
Finding the personalities.
casting for the next Chetsuru bit, yeah. Somebody
How
to
is
take
he
that over.
doing?
I don't know. I don't talk to him much. He's kind of a
Okay.
handful, as you could probably imagine. So I haven't been to Vegas that much, but supposedly he's still just being himself.
Okay, good to know. We'll have to check back in on him eventually. But AJ, I wanted to ask you too, what is one or two of your favorite pickleball memories so far? And I'm sure there's many more to come.
Oh, that's too hard. gosh, that's impossible. One that you actually sent me that quick. One that jumped out to mind. Bobby Riggs.
Okay,
Remember Bobby
love
Riggs?
Bobby Riggs.
I love that place. That was the first pro tournament I went to, but there was one SoCal Classic, probably 2021. For whatever it was an APP, but for whatever reason, like the energy there was just great. Everyone was, we're all, it's kind of back in the old days, like we're all hanging out. And then I remember we, it was probably men's singles day. Yeah, I lost early. And then so we just, a bunch of us were just on that little balcony having a few beers and like just kind of heckling like the people that were still in the singles, like Jay Dub and
So funny.
Baby Kyrgios and like, yeah, I definitely miss those days. Those little like, after you get done playing, you grab a few drinks and everyone hangs out, and that doesn't quite happen as much anymore, but because everyone's kind of busy with their own stuff. But those times were definitely, those are ones to remember. Back when we were all poor and scraping by and just playing for the love of the game, yeah,
Well,
I'll
AJ,
go with that.
that sounds like a pretty fun memory. I mean, Bobby Riggs for me, that's where I won my first singles gold medal on the pro tour, in 2022.
Oh,
So,
really?
special place for sure. And I just think the SoCal tournaments are where it's at. I can't wait to see you at Los Cab in a few weeks, hopefully,
Yeah.
right?
Yeah, I don't know why we leave the West Coast. With all due respect to the rest of the country, I think there should be a West Coast pickleball tour.
Me too.
Even like this weekend, like, did you go to Austin? Oh, you went to Austin, yeah.
I was there, yeah, for
Briefly.
two events, so I missed the bad weather, but I heard
Okay.
it got pretty bad, so that's a bummer.
Yeah. Yeah, I skipped that tournament just because, yeah, Texas in March, like windy, rainy. It's happened the last 2 years, so I wanted to skip that one. And yeah, t turned out I guess it got, I don't know, they were playing at Dreamland or something.
Oh, wow.
Saturday,
Okay.
Sunday, I don't know. I don't know if anything had happened,
Yeah.
but
No, that's crazy. It
yeah,
is
everything.
always figuring out what tournaments you want to go to and figuring out the schedule with the tour. That's always a challenge, it's
Yeah,
always
that's also you can kind of,
navigating.
yeah, I was just saying, just pick on location, and I'm trying to avoid Florida tournaments. There's always rain delays there. Some of the Texas tournaments get really windy and nasty. Again, if anyone's listening, West Coast Pickleball Tour, we should never go east of Denver.
Interesting take, AJ. Okay, I mean, I personally love West Coast tournaments. There's nothing like playing at home, so it'll
Yeah,
definitely be fun when the tour is out here more. But you have lots of good insight, AJ. Lots of fun stories with pickleball. I feel like we could go on and on with many more. But I have to ask you the question of the day, which is when you win a gold medal at a pickleball tournament, and you and all your pals go to a karaoke bar to
Oh, God.
celebrate. What song are you singing?
Well, believe it or not, I'm not a big karaoke guy.
Darn.
I think we went one time. A group of us went out and, man, where
Oh,
was that?
you've been
You weren't.
karaokeing.
No, it's not my thing. But I think it just
Okay.
happened. I'm more like, I'm just gonna say "Living on a Prayer," Bon Jovi, because that's a good one.
Oh,
But I prefer
nice.
any song, and then I'll just try and like freestyle over it with like weird lyrics. Someone can probably back confirm that happened in Atlanta or something like 2 years ago.
That sounds fun. Well, good to know, AJ. If we ever go karaokeing, that is what you will be singing. But thank you so much for coming on the Merry-Go-Round podcast today. Where can people find you on social media?
if you really want to, AJ Kohler underscore PB, I think's my name. Don't post a ton, but something shows up there every now and then.
Every now and then. Got it.
Yeah,
Good to know.
I need to hire you as my social media manager if you have the free time. I don't know.
I can help you out with that. I definitely love social media. I am a power poster, but
Are you? Yeah.
I post a lot, but it's fun. It's pickleball and it's exciting. We're in an exciting time in the sport, and it's
Yeah.
always good to have good friends like you on tour because, I mean, we go way back to 2020, end 2021 when we first
Yeah.
started like playing more together, and it's just crazy where all the time has gone.
I know. It's changed a lot, but it's been gradual, so it's kind of, in some ways it makes sense, but yeah.
Yeah, it's so fun. Well, thank you, AJ, and thank you to everyone who listened to this episode. We will see you next time. Bye.
See you, Mayor.